Hello and thank you for listening to the Dog Studio, where we discover there is more to dogs than meets the eye. I am Radek Blažo and today I am sharing the incredible story of the most famous dog of his era, a true Hollywood legend.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am to have the privilege of presenting to you each week the introductory foreword of The Lone Defender, the star of which is a dog. Probably the most famous dog in all the world, Rin Tin Tin.
This is the story of this most famous dog in all the world. This is the story of Rin Tin Tin. This German Shepherd wasn't just a star of silent movies in the 1920s and 30s. His own journey from a war in France to a silver screen is as extraordinary as the fame he achieved. Our story begins during the First World War on September 15, 1980, in the small devastated French village of Fleury. Corporal Lee Duncan was a young American soldier serving as an armorer in the air service. On this day, he had been sent to scout the area for his unit. The village was strangely deserted. Buildings were crumbling from the earlier bombardments, and the air was heavy with silence. While exploring the site, Duncan stumbled upon a kennel. The place was previously used to breed dogs for the German army. It was in shambles. It looked completely deserted. No people around. But to his surprise, it wasn't completely empty. There was something he found that would later change his whole life upside down. Yet, at this moment, he had no idea of what is coming. As he searched through the kennel, suddenly he heard a noise. But this noise was different than the ones war around him prepared him for. This was a noise of life. A noise of small puppies nursing and cuddling with their mother. As he followed this sound, he looked into what looked like a dark corner. There it was. A female with a litter of tiny little puppies. The mother was kind, no growling. She looked like she was asking for help. By her belly were five puppies. So small, their eyes were not even opened yet. The survival of this German Shepherd mom and her puppies was completely in Duncan's hands. Duncan couldn't leave them to die. He quickly gathered the mother and her pups and brought them back to his base. This little miracle of life was what the soldiers needed, yet at that time they didn't even know it. They nursed the mother back to health and cared for the puppies until they were old enough. Once they were strong enough, Duncan found homes for three of the puppies and gifted the mother to one of the officers. But two puppies he kept for himself. Naming them was actually easy. French children often gave American soldiers small toys as a gesture of gratefulness. They were believed to bring good luck charm. The toys were named Nanette and Rin Tin Tin. Inspired by them, these are the names Duncan gave to the puppies as well. The girl was named Nanette, and the boy was no other than Rin Tin Tin. Actually, the presenters of the Rest is History podcast opened my eyes to the fact that the dog's name is properly pronounced Ran Tan Tan, or Ran Tan Tan, sorry for my French, as that would be a correct French version. However, since this was likely difficult to pronounce for the Americans, the dog was called Rin Tin Tin or simply Rinty. When the war ended, Duncan brought the dogs with him. Actually, he smuggled them aboard the ship that brought him to America. Once in the US, the dogs were quarantined with a breeder. Her name was Leo Harner. She lived in New York and specialized in training the police dogs. And while she had the dogs on her side and her care, she began teaching them some tricks. Both excelled at the training, with Nanette proving to be even more skilled than her brother. Tragically, Nanette fell ill with pneumonia shortly after her arrival, and despite all the efforts, she passed away. Heartbroken, Duncan accepted another puppy from the breeder as a replacement. To honor the original Nanette, he named the new female puppy Nanette Second. Even in their early training days, Rinty showed exceptional intelligence and athleticism. He had a great ability to jump higher than any dog his trainer had seen. Duncan noticed Rinty's eagerness to learn and started training him more extensively himself. As he settled with his dogs in Los Angeles, Duncan kept on training Rinty, just for fun, just for himself. The dog's ability and intelligence were unmatched, and he believed Rinty's talents deserved recognition. Not really knowing what he could do with it, he entered Rinty at the local dog show. Actually, fun fact, Duncan was one of the founders of the Shepherd's Dog Club in California. The first attempt to the dog show world didn't go as planned. Although Rinty impressed the judges with his ability, he also barked and growled at the judge and even tried to snap one of the judges. This completely disqualified him on that day. To make the matters worse, on the way home from the dog show, a disaster struck again. A heavy bundle of newspapers was thrown from the truck. It landed directly on Rinty and broke his front leg. Duncan was devastated. He nursed Rinty through the excruciating 9-month recovery, carefully tending to his injured leg. But just 10 months after the accident, Duncan decided to enter Rinty into the dog show again. He was convinced that this time, things would be different. And indeed, they were, just not in the sense he thought they will. As the saying goes, right time, right place. And this was exactly that moment. Rin-Tin-Tin had a lucky day at the show, showcasing his exceptional jumping ability and winning the award for the highest jump for a shepherd. Fortunately, the jump was captured on the film by Duncan's friend. His name was Charlie Jones, and he had just developed a small motion camera. This was the moment the star was born. Upon reviewing the footage from the jump, Jones mentioned that Rin-Tin-Tin would likely make a fantastic movie dog. Duncan later wrote, "I was so excited over the film idea that I found myself thinking of it night and day." Duncan was so thrilled, he began taking Rinty to Hollywood. He would walk him along the sidewalks and performing tricks to showcase his talents. He spoke to anyone who would listen, asking for opportunities for this talented dog of his. The big break came in 1922. There was a movie being shot. The name of the movie was The Man from the Hells River. It starred a wolf. However, the original, real wolf was camera shy and impossible to work with. The replacement was no other than Rin-Tin-Tin. His performance was so amazing, he captivated everyone, and this movie opened the doors to his incredible career in Hollywood. Rinty quickly became a household name. His agility, intelligence, and expressive face made him a favorite of directors. Unlike human actors, Rinty needed no retakes. He was always ready to perform, and audiences adored him. By the mid-1920s, Rin Tin Tin was Warner Bros. Biggest movie star. His films brought in huge profits, and his popularity helped pull the studio out of the financial trouble. It's no exaggeration to say that Rin Tin Tin saved the Warner Bros. From bankruptcy. Fan mail poured in, up to 50,000 letters a week, all addressed to the dog. One fan wrote, "He is a human dog, human, in the real big sense of the word." Rin Tin Tin starred in 29 movies, becoming one of the highest paid actors of the time. His films were often scheduled in the prime slots, as his name alone guaranteed box office success. A popular urban legend in Hollywood claims that Rin Tin Tin was the first ever Academy Award winner for Best Actor in 1929. This was the year that Academy Awards were handed out for the first time ever in the history, but the Academy supposedly decided that only humans could receive the golden statue. Whether true or not, the story reflects the immense fame Rin Tin Tin enjoyed at the time. The dog's influence extended far beyond the silver screen. Even Anne Frank mentioned him in her diary. In the second entry, she wrote about the things she and her sister Margaret missed while hiding from the Nazis. Watching Rin Tin Tin was one of them. This small detail shows how universally beloved this dog was. Even in the darkest of time, his movies brought joy to people. When it came the time that sound films emerged, Rin Tin Tin's career faced challenges. Studios wanted actors with speaking roles, and silent film stars, human and canine, were done. The studio supposedly fired Rin Tin on the spot. Still, he continued to work, appearing in television shows like The Lone Defender, the sound of which we played in the beginning of this podcast. In his personal life, Rin Tin Tin sired 48 puppies across several litters with Nanette. Many of these babies were given to celebrities, including Greta Garbo. Duncan kept several of these puppies and trained them for movies himself, ensuring the Rin Tin's legacy will live on. Rin Tin Tin passed away on August 10, 1932, at Duncan's home. His death made national news. Radio and TV programs were interrupted, newspapers ran obituaries, and a special television broadcast commemorated his life the next day. Initially, Duncan buried Rin Tin in his backyard, as he struggled financially at the time, but after a few years, he sold the house and moved Rin Tin's remains to a pet cemetery in Paris, the country where the story of Rin Tin Tin began. Duncan often described Rin Tin as not just a dog, but a best friend and a companion who changed my life. Even today, Rin Tin Tin's legacy endures. His descendants, carefully bred by Duncan, have carried his name down for generations. The 12th generation of Rin Tin Tin's lineage continues to work in film and television to this day. Rin Tin Tin's story is more than just a tale of a talented dog. His story began with a stroke of luck just a few days after his birth, and he went on to bring joy and inspiration. But most importantly, he deepened the understanding of the bond between humans and dogs.
Not all dogs could be as famous as Rin Tin Tin, but then every dog owner believes that his dog is just as brave, just as faithful, and just as loving. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we take pleasure in dedicating this picture to man's noblest friend, his dog.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dog Studio. I am Radek Blažo. If you enjoyed this story, please follow us for more, leave a review and share this podcast with your friends. Until next time, enjoy your dogs.